Okay, I'll announce these as they come in, and we'll get the open mic rolling. So the first name in for the open mic is, let me just make sure this is right, is Doc Janning. No, wait, hang on. We were going to start the open mic with Mary O'Connell.
Thanks very much. Sorry, Doc. I will be as brief as possible. This poem is inspired or was inspired by Theo, and it's called "Scanning the Bridges of Cork." Once called Cork, the sister of Venice, with 29 bridges spanning the Lee. The latest addition, built for pedestrians, highlights somebody whose courage was key. The Mary Elms walkway honors a woman who rescued small children from camp when Nazis in Vichy wanted to gas them. She risked her own life, which was then under threat. Nicknames were conjured for three of these structures. For instance, the shaky bridge near Sunday's Well. Drunks hate to cross it, but even if sober, you might feel you're suffering a slight dizzy spell. Take the Nanonagel Bridge near the South Mall, opened officially by Lord Mayor Liam Burke. The man got a turn and, feeling quite queasy, explained that he couldn't return to his work. Later, he came through a heart operation, 6 weeks to the day when he first felt the twinge. The locals decided the bridge was Burke's bypass. It only succeeded in making him cringe. Gerard Goldberg, Cork's only Jewish Lord Mayor, opened Trinity Bridge to link Union Quay. Some bright sparks, knowing his background and faith, declared the Passover was what it should be. An age-old rivalry seems to persist between some Northsiders and those on the South. But despite all the slagging, we mustn't forget that the building of bridges is what life's about. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mary. Brilliant to hear you read. And next on the open mic, we have Doc Janning.
Thank you. I wrote this while in a park near my home. But a moment. We stand in a valley amid eldritch traceries of time. We are between hills, formed by nature, shaped by man. We listen in silence to hear voices of stones, the voice of Gaia. Ancient wisdom of trees as they speak of the sky, ageless songs of birds calling to life, the murmur of a stream in the soundscape of water, and the inscrutable sigh of an Aeolian breeze. Around us is a rich tapestry, a tapestry of existence woven of light and shadow, of day and night, sun, moon and stars, and seasons of eons. We are there in the there of the past, the here of the present, the where of the future, and all the infinite moments, moments of between. Time passes in all its arcane mystery from unknown origin to unknowable end, and we are but a moment. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Doc. And next on the open mic, I'd like to welcome Peter Manas.
Thank you. Great to hear everyone. This piece of mine is called Recycling. He goes to the old landfill to try to find the real dirt. And he digs in the sand and he finds a tiny porcelain doll. And he places it safely off on the side. And he chooses a special place for a mulch pile. And he rakes many leaves up into the mulch pile. And he takes out some of the sticks. And he takes out some of the half-inch thick asphalt chips. And he doesn't know where he should put them. So he takes some of them away with him and throws them out in the garbage, just out of the slim chance they'll find a better home the second time. And he stomps on the mulch pile and turns it upside down to hope it turn into the real dirt. And he returns to the same spot years later, and he mounds a mound out of the new soil. This is the porcelain doll on top of it, and he plants a tree by the porcelain doll. And he never leaves the place for very long, and he ends up staying there and dying there, and he ends up in the real dirt himself. But no one knows but he himself as he sinks down into the earth's soft grass.
Thank you very much, Peter. And next on the open mic, we have Pam Campbell.
Hey. Chuck. I breathe soft neath waning moon, blue-black twilight clothed, and wait for you to sing. On my left, a position I've come to trust, Chuck Will's widow, Chuck Will's widow. Four-syllable lusty chant for territory and mate, Spring's quick beat Chuck headlong to Will's widow. I whistle soft to your strong Chuck Will's widow, Chuck Will's widow. A poor imitation I make, but in bold widow, Chuck Will's widow, fills the marrow of my bone, uplifts my downtrodden heart. One night I gift a surprise, my mandolin soft strings a tune. I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world below. Hiccups your Chuck, intelligence that stretches back thousands of years, puzzles a perfect cadence thread. I know dark clouds, Chuck Will's widow, will gather round me, Chuck Will's widow. I know my way, Chuck Will's widow. You see, Chuck Will's widow, Chuck, sing me home. Thank y'all.
Beautiful, Pam. Thank you. Next on the open mic, we have Colm Scully.
Hi, thanks, Ben. I'm just going to read something actually by our good friend Joe Sweeney. Joe was mostly a prose writer, as you know, and a comic writer, and this is a serious piece. This is actually a poem from the five-word challenge book, 2009, and he always entered the five-word challenge, and this is one I found by him. It's from the 16th of November, 2009. And the words were chrysalis, wall, parasol, beautiful, and memory. I have a beautiful memory of that summer of you and I, sitting beneath a parasol in Antibes, beside an old stone wall over which the bougainvillea was spilling. And I wanted to come out of my shell to tell you something, to flex my wings, to escape from the chrysalis of my fear, become a butterfly of abandon and hope. And the sun went down and the moment passed and I didn't dare to eat the peach. The moment is there inside me still, a painting, an idea of sun and bougainvillea and sunlight and a butterfly that never made it onto the canvas. Thanks.
Thank you, Colm. Thank you for reading that. And next on the open mic, sorry, I've lost my list here. is Matt Mooney.
Thank you, Paul. I have a short poem here from my new collection, Staring by the Stars. And this poem is called Stardust. I have fallen off the horse I had in the land of youth, where daydreams belong to the ready and the strong. A story of rarely brushing while on borrowed time, you spiraled out of sight, lost in a shower of sun. I should have known better, but on a Sunday afternoon, I was silently spirited away on a lengthy flight of fancy, looking and listening to you singing in a summer garden, slowly fueling my liftoff, charming me to Tir na n Og.
Thank you, Matt. And next up on the open mic is Massimo Elijah.
Hello, hello. Honored to be here as always. lightly snoozing on a light stream of illusion, I see my likeness in the fruit of life that I'm consuming. I try not to be frightened by confusion. If love is where the truth begins, like roots with the fruit within. So I conjure up my image in a vision, but it's different from the one position sitting where I'm sitting. Can I bridge the distance from the dream to what I'm living as the dream and dreamer reunite through the division? Dream train at lover's station. Take my naked love as true prayer and supplication. Forgive adulteration. Much praying, much waiting, much seeking and much chasing. Much gaining wisdom just to see love's the culmination. Live in love, love creating, and then love creation. Give above and then beyond without an expectation. Do no harm, do no harm, do no harm. But forgive me, my love, I have sinned with mine arm. The world is funny, makes you lonely, keeps you company. If it were a mirror, I'd be truly beautiful and ugly. I see my face in multitudes as they outnumber me. Their worries trouble me, but they're so vulnerable, it humbles me. I'm just an organ to the universal organism, born in the source of the schism where the world was risen. I look for wholeness through a hole in a broken system. The rhythm while unfolding where our story is hidden. Searching for myself, and I was missing. The light within, outside in, felt like a prison. The art of dark thinking left my heart sinking. My spark dwindling where once there was a star twinkling. I heard a voice within a voice and started listening, speaking strange tales of reality and fiction. We began to tell a story so gripping that its truth began to warp the truth that I was living. But through the thickness of the darkness came a vision, a revelation that awoke my heart until it sparked a mission. It's simple. Is it worth existing? If I say different, then I offer false wisdom. Thought that I was living like a prophet, but I was just a fool with his finger in the socket. Wisdom is a jewel that's hidden when you think you got it, till it finds a way to light the world by slipping out your pocket. Between my temples, I try to treat it like a temple. Keep it sacred, still maintain a space that's residential. I try not to leave all my baggage in the vestibule, but put it on the altar and let the rest fall for blessing you. I left my crown of thorns for a rose garden. I begged for pardon, but instead it honored me with rose garlands. I try to lay down my guard so that love may be my guardian, but it takes heart for a broken heart to give its heart again. There is no saint without a sin that might not warrant him to die, and no sinner that the sun has not pardoned with her shine. Thank you so much, y'all.
Thank you very much for that, Massimo. And next on the open mic, we have Kemi.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
I was asked to, by my friend to write a poem about Africa for a group called Africans Connect for Africa Day. So here it is. Africa is a celebration, a daily occasion without lukewarm moments, from Gabon to Djibouti, from Libya to Botswana, a continent of mind-boggling diversity, feeding the world's curiosity. Inherited tools, lifestyles considered primitive, your raw utility and direct beauty frustrates and fascinates. Africa is a celebration and a commemoration, a daily occasion without lukewarm moments. From Mali's Dogon to Himba herders in Namibia, a continent of sustainable paths, of vital lessons to impart. Forlorn and desperately poor, harshness of sun and shyness of rain, plunder harvests, we run away, then yearn for you again. Africa is a celebration and a commemoration, a daily occasion without lukewarm moments. From famine to drought, from earthquakes to volcanoes, you can be an unforgiving mother and a longed-for lover. Ravaged for rock and metal, for oil and landscapes, imperialists and dictators, all traitors, so many good leaders assassinated. Africa is a celebration and a commemoration, a daily occasion without lukewarm moments. From Western-backed wars to nepotistic laws, a continent of visible flaws. Industrious as termites, stabilizing, nourishing global communities, creating new dynamic businesses, Africa is a celebration and a commemoration, a daily occasion without lukewarm moments, from hearing aids to motorcycles, a continent of solar-powered innovations, culture as abundant as mangoes, exports, complex beats, adaptive intelligence, contagious style, and myriad traditions. Africa is a celebration and a commemoration, a daily occasion without lukewarm moments, from Mgloza to Selina Wamuchi, a continent of influence and ingenuity. Advanced ancient rhythms drum up inventions and scientific investigations, nations rich with young brilliance, leading Africa to increasing excellence. Africa is a celebration and a commemoration, a daily occasion without lukewarm moments, from Intabising Mosia to Bilikis Adibia Abiola, a continent of technologies and wisdom, extending magnificent horizons.
Thank you very much, Kemi. Thank you. And next on the open mic, we have Michelle Delay.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for all your readings. Thanks to Theo and Lang, especially. They're really, really gorgeous readings. And Theo, I think you're not getting as old as you think, because some of your recollection of your childhood up by Rathmore Terrace was quite fitting with the description that I put on my own, so I enjoyed that. And I've been particularly smell of Murphy's Brewery as well this week, actually, so I kind of got a good kick out of that. So thanks. And I'm also just going to read some work by Joe Sweeney as well. He was a humorous writer, and I hope it doesn't feel insensitive if I read some of his humorous work. So Sandknot was good enough to drop one of his publications down to me during the week as well, Tinty at Windmill. So I'm gonna read from that. And this piece is called Hotline, and I've a great memory of one of those long Mondays. My leg broke was when hearing Joe read this down in the Long Valley, so it cheered me up. to read it again. I'm going to paraphrase a little bit with it because it's a bit longer for the open mic. Okay. Hotline by Joseph Sweeney. Hello, this is An Garda Síochána. Listen carefully. Our menus are constantly changing. For general inquiries, please press 0. If you're ringing to help us with our inquiries, please come in, select a cell and pull the door after you. They're self-locking. We're very short-staffed at the moment. We'll get back to you as soon as we can. Beep. Hello. Extension 3. Since it's after 4 in the morning and no one's available right now, if you feel you're in danger, get out of a window and run as fast as you can. Under no circumstances should you confront the burglar. People adopting Bruce Lee poses in their underwear or wielding hatchets have not done this well in the past. Avoid conflict. You could be injured, or worse still, you could injure the burglar. If you injure the burglar, he could sue you and you might have to sell your house to pay the medical bills. This might be such a bad thing as you wouldn't have to worry us anymore about being burgled and furthermore, not be bothering us at this ungodly hour in the morning ever again. We've some serious drink... is that right, Jack? 9, is it? At this stag's head, right. Righto. Okay, where was I? If the burglar is outside at this very moment and you can hear him try to get in, turn on all the lights and get some music on. Daniel O'Donnell's CDs can be surprisingly effective. The sergeant thinks it's because he reminds the burglars of their mothers and they feel guilty or afraid. Some of my colleagues think it hasn't anything to do with their mothers at all. They think it's just Daniel's voice that does the trick. Personally, I've nothing against Daniel's voice. Beep. Hello, there's a problem with extension 7. That particular office and phone have been stolen. Go on to 8. Beep. Hello, extension 8 here. Stolen car section. If your car has been stolen, you'll hardly get it back now. It's probably a burning heap somewhere in the mountains. For miscellaneous matters, please dial 9. Beep. Extension 9. If you're a middle-aged spinster ringing in the hope of meeting a man in uniform, beware of soliciting. But if you're really desperate, you could come in and we can furnish you with a list of single eligible Gardaí. If it's too long to give over the phone, besides it's dangerous too in this day and age, there's a lot of wild women out there. For serious emergencies, please dial 999. Unless it's Maura Doyle ringing for her son-in-law, Garda Sean Hennessy. Sean has left a message that, if it's you, Maura, you should dial 666. Finally, for some general advice on handling emergencies, ring extension 10.
Thanks for reading that, Michelle. That was hilarious. And next on open mic, I've lost the box completely. Yeah. Next on the open mic is Philip Spillane.
Thanks very much, Ben. I have a short announcement. I'll say it as quick as I can, if that's all right. So it's one of a project I'm working with a team of very talented artists. The Lockdown Collection Tree will be premiered on YouTube this Friday at 7 p.m. I will post the link in the comments. It's a 20-minute video of art, music, poetry from a range of different poets, musicians, and editors. And I hope you can come along, support, and be inspired. I'll put the link in the description there in a moment. Thank you very much. So, I was... Joseph Sweeney was one of the first poets that stood out to me in Lovell that really just supported myself and many others in this here in Lovell, excuse me. And so I kind of wrote this triggered by it let's hope it's a nice send off. And so you built a ship of seashells to go to lift anchor and fly on. And take with you the moon half a dozen poetry books, 100 photographs and memories. You appeared in so many, the good times, the art. Farewell for now, a friend. We'll miss you like the skin needs the touch of clay, the smell of salt on the shore. The soles of my feet need to sink into wet sand when you let go after a good shake hand. Go on, Voyager, create an odyssey on your spiring snail shell spacecraft. Onward towards a journey without an end. Power your engines with poetry and song so the art hisses out from the exhaust fan. Be part of the stars to your horizon above so we know you're out there, so we know you're okay. Yet the tears we want to cast will never will spill the oceans, let alone fill the expanse of space. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you have a good night.
Thank you, Philip. And that was a lovely tribute to Joe. Next on the open mic is Augustina. It says Augustina, maybe.
Yeah, it's always a maybe because I never know if I really want to do it. Let me take a breath. 1 second. This one is called Fear Share. My intimacy fears would have me avoiding the difficult conversations with those who I love. Fear that they might abandon me or throw me to the side. The idea that perhaps one day they will wake up and think, it's just too much. There's too much damage. I value my peace. I can do better. I'm exhausted. I can't keep up. But this stops me from being my authentic self. Those who I love don't get to experience the best parts of me. To really know me as a person, flaws and all. They don't get to see my true colours. They may forever think that they knew me, but really, it's just a small part and it would only be an idea that they came up with. So when I love someone and there is conflict, I find that I fawn. I will avoid. I will change topic. I will make excuses. I will cancel them before they get the chance. I will not take their calls, or I will not open their messages until I have courage. I may cross the road when I see them, or avoid my favorite coffee spot at certain times if I know that they might be there. It takes work to undo this programming, to get comfortable with discomfort, to know that growing pains are necessary, that I must stretch, I must crack, I must wash all this paint away. I think I'm doing better. What a thing it is to be seen with X-ray vision, though. To allow yourself to fall and get that dress messy. To pick up the dirt in your messy dress. To wash the dress by hand. To wait for the sun to dry it. To be able to say, I fucked up. I am wrong. I'm sorry. I didn't intend that. Here's what I actually meant. To be able to express true emotion without fear of judgment, to be unapologetic about who you are, to feel pride in oneself for being able to get to the point that I could somewhat have a sense of accountability when I rarely saw it around. It's expensive and rare, accountability, I mean. You are safe and secure. I heard this. 1 hour into listening, his bravery, my patience, sincerity, and uncomfortable silence. No rush to find words, take them as they come. No solutions or interjections. Stern, safe, and secure. My nakedness rolling from my eyes, baptizing me and spilling all over the floor. But I reflect on all the times and the people, especially those who I love, but definitely couldn't testify to safety and security, being safe and secure. It's a mighty thing to be witnessed. That's all.
Thank you, Augustina. You have a wonderful natural way of conversational way of reading. It's brilliant. Next up to the open mic is Mags Creedon.
Cock me there. Right. I'll keep it short and sweet. I have to say, for CTO, gosh, I just adore the documentary, The Book of Ireland. It's just a pure feast for the eye, and the work that you put in over all those years, Cogardus. And also for Joe, he was a dear friend in the ways we were. He kind of was with us, myself and Cullum, in the Bishop Stone Writers, and he stewarded the group and was a very good editor to draw. And I used to sketch him a lot, and no portrait was ever wonderful enough for his flyleaf. So he'd asked me to illustrate his short story there, and I was very honoured. And we knew the short story. And I had submitted 3 or 4, and he was going to pitch the sketch, and he thought that I might illustrate some of them. So I kind of just really enjoyed his love of art and his love of music. And I was going to do something else tonight, but I used to talk to him about Gustav Klimt and Beckett and people like that. So I'll just do one that I hope that I could keep to myself. This one is for the picture, The Kiss. Clasping golden to time keys, I see this first kiss. Face grasped, twisted to your lips. In the astral view as wheel I spent, Byzantine treads glint, tales and floral beds mosaic. Through the astral view we gripped, the toe-clock grasps, intrinsic armor neglect. Stay and live this mortal love, succumb to this call. Be brave, for you and I are clean. Poppies and germanders beat well, you sip where peaches dwell. I sink auburn where ravens dwell. Taste sweet berries of the night, pure fruit, fresh delight. Breathe in this easy kiss of life. Breathe in this easy kiss of life. Rota orga tua harama, kimon kate boksha, I kaffa, castle the viola. Three iron narelth in orly cotta, Snana Byzanti Sirshok, Oris Blahana Mosaic, Three Arkan Sea Grima, Erim on the Hollow, the Lava Harm of Winol, Fun Marfok. Ar on sail chan bosh, dam gael dan chalis. Bi croag a tham gilish dan an chush. A bi nes lus gre taluan, dan peisho gafalan. Titam rua, quick fanny real long. Last care a meal shanna he ha. Tari ian, eva soar. O gaiska no han sail dun sha. O gaiska no han tail dun sha. Okay, do you know what?
Thank you very much, Mags. It was beautiful.
That's, Joe loved Gustav Klimt as well. We used to talk about him. So farewell anyway. Joe, and thanks for all the help.
Thank you, Mags. Next on the open mic, we have Kieran McCartan.
Hi, how's it going? To follow on to all those beautiful tributes to Joe, thanks a lot, Mags, and thanks a lot, Michelle and Phil and everyone else who paid tribute to him. He was he's a sore loss. He what a cracking character and a big part of this community. He very good man for giving you brought so much humor to that room, you know, and had a real pure love of writing and of the O'Vale community. And I kind of always remember him sort of giving a lot of wouldn't be afraid to give you feedback, you know, wouldn't be afraid to let some subtle and some not so subtle. And you soften come over to me after I'd said a poem and be, Kieran, that was very serious, you know, and Kieran, you really must lighten up. And so to that end, I think this poem is probably a little bit more playful than maybe things I'd usually write, and that is definitely influenced by Joe. So I'll dedicate this performance of the poem to him, and it's called Twisted Tongue. I'm not a pleasant fucker, I'm the pleasant fucker's son, and I'm going undercover as a motherfucking nun. Kicking my bad habits and sucking off your scum. It's not that I'm an addict, I just do it because it's fun. I'd be just as glad if the ending never comes. A staple in your sadness like a nail in a gun. I'm practicing for madness, seems I'm not the only one. I pretend to be passive, but my silence weighs a ton. Pass me when I'm laughing and catch me when I'm done. Give me my cue for passion, take a lash from my tongue. I'm shorted on my ration of fresh air in my lungs, and I can't cough or gasp and couldn't hide, so wouldn't run. Call me Betty on the bread and butter with a bitter taste in my mouth. I was trying to keep it in the cupboard, but it must have been left out. To mention would bring tension, so instead I'll sit and pout. I am deafened by your whispers, but can hardly hear your shouts. A white elephant in a white room is easy not to talk about. All this time spent in costume has got my sense of style in doubt. Get me in my birthday suit and then kick me off the casting couch. I only wanted the pursuit and to think that I was thought about. You only want me for my youth and to give you things you've been without. I have a twisted tongue and sweet tooth, and to my vices I'm devout. Peter's in a pickle, now he's putting pepper in his pipe. His brain's a little brittle and his eyes can only open tight. His friends are acting fickle and his enemies are acting nice. And even though his skin is thick, he's sick of all the talk they shite. Sometimes he's sure they're full of it, others he wonders, are they right? He overdoes it when he's under, goes wandering the streets at night. He's always had a hunger, but of late has seemed to have lost his bite. And there's nothing I can conjure that would meet his appetite. For I'm the cook too many in the kitchen spoiling broths. And I put all the fixings into the boiling pot and wait for it to thicken like a slow burning plot. And I will keep on mixing until the penny drops. Thanks a lot.
Brilliant. Thank you, Kieran.
Nice one.
And next we have Catherine.
Great evening, everyone. Thanks, everyone. My poem is called Harbour Master. Harbour Master of souls, hoarder of hearts, where did you take my queen in silent ransom? You've left a pillowcase, billowing changeling in her velvet sweet place. Slashes of blue-purple tear the palace. Songs of acid rip cushions. We fail with the strongest prayer. Fragrant lavender amulet, silver ropes. Harbour master of souls, hoarder of hearts. Cast your guile, sail her back safely. We wait on the rocks.
Thank you, Catherine. And next on the open mic is Sue Blue.
Hi, thanks very much. I chose a poem that we wrote as part of the Blue Mondays, and it was based on a silent conversation that we had in the room, that is writing words onto a piece of paper. And the theme was the sea. So here we go. I'm bringing the Harbour Festival back in. Sea. Stretching my eyes into the far, the cliff view puts me in place. High and wide I feel, small and belonging. The beach below is filled with spades and buckets, kids mooting sandcastles and jumping across the river run. Sailing seagulls play the winds, gleaming white against aquamarine, as siren songs meld with the cries of birds. I like the tall tales where the ghosts of Bermuda ride the surf on merchant ships, leaving our eyes filled with unfathomable terror. Howling gusts of chaos whiff across the ocean's surface, waking the mystery of shipwrecks on the bottom by the reef. From the birthplace of life, ruthless mother who gives and takes, to the vastness of the divine and the infinite movement of the tides, I stretch my eyes and stand in awe, and deep I breathe the power and the peace of the sea. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Sue. Brilliant. And next on the open mic is Ruth.
Hi, I have a short and sweet little thing. It's not so deep. It's called Dawn Raid. Pitter patter, the rain. Two princes raid dawn. Hull crusades in noisy stealth. Giggle whisper gameplay. Storm my morning bed and snoozing giant's faint snores. Peels and squeals and raspberry kisses on fleshy cheeks and bellies that jitter jingle under quilted canopies. Little feet march up thighs and fingers comb hair, plaiting and matting. And curious heads, our curious sleepy heads are held as elbows dig deep in mattresses. Fantastic ramblings, reimagined dreams, whole body stretch satisfaction. Yawns that swallow the moon. Belt out our sunrise.
Thank you, Ruth. And next on the open mic is Cedric.
This one is titled Introvert. Sleep burrowed away, protected from the world and its scorching luminance. Sleep, enjoy the warranted rest from foraging for a connection. You will find another of your kin next season. Store your heart, protect yourself from the cold. Slip away, slide back into your mindscape. Dream across the collective subconscious until the next spring. An opportunity to find your foe. Sleep, you're breathing so low, one believes you might be dead inside. Only if one knew, you only try not to burn out in one blow. That's something you really need to share. Sleep away the bad weathers. Just don't forget to wake for a stretch and awoke, leave a footprint in the snow. For whom I care, sleep.